Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Will moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Will trying to get to home. Curry throws the ball into Dalrymple, who tags Will, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a fly ball towards right. Callison catches it and throws to first to double up Hatton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Dalrymple reaches third base with a triple. Walls goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrera scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Callison reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0 for 1 in the game. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Curry for the out. Callison moves to third. Two outs. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn bunts towards third. Walls fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dalrymple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Roberts moves to third. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0-for-2 in the game. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hobby. Roberts scores. Taylor scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Grady Hatton. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrera fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobby moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hobby trying to get to home. Gonzalez throws the ball into Dalrymple, who tags Hobby, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Will moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Ruben Amaro. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Short now pitching. Bobby Mauchmus now playing shortstop. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman bunts towards third. Walls fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mauchmus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrera fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will, who is chasing the ball. Callison reaches third base with a triple. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Don Elston now pitching. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Elston. Callison scores. It's Cubs, 4, Phillies, 4. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Curry hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Thacker interferes with Curry, who is awarded first base. Taylor moves to second. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Curry goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Phillies. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Phillies. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walls for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dalrymple takes first base on ball four. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Phillies. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Don Elston. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauchmus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Callison hits a fly ball towards left. Ashburn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ashburn. Callison moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Curry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Altman is chasing the ball. Curry rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-6, Phillies. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.